Welcome to Empire Building, the podcast where we talk about building big businesses and even bigger lives. I'm your co-host, Seychelle Van Poole, and Sarah Reynolds and I are bringing you the part two of 10X Your Business this week, which is our live episode recording. And wow, we have covered so much already. I'm excited for us to dive into the second half with you all. And if you have questions or thoughts around what we're covering, please feel free to make a comment or a review. And if this is something that's helpful for you and your business as you are growing and scaling, please do us a favor and share it with your friends. So let's dive on in to more action-packed value with 10Xing Your Business.
So next point in terms of 10Xing your revenue is you want to make sure that you are looking at what you are charging and the value that you bring and make sure that it is, you're charging what you should. You're charging what you deserve.
Yeah.
Okay. And again, I know we're talking a lot about real estate here, but real estate's one of the only industries that thought that our fees could not increase with inflation. But yet every other business, I'm going to say it again, every other business has increased what they charge. And why the real estate industry thinks that we have to keep it the same is, I don't understand it. As a business mind, as a business student, that makes zero sense to me. Okay? When costs have gone up, labor has gone up,
postage.
And labor's gone up because milk has gone up and food has gone up and rent
postage.
Has gone up and
postage
has gone up. Okay. But yet we continue to charge the same, but no other business is like that but ours. It's crazy.
Or less.
Okay.
Or
yes.
Less. Yeah.
Yes.
Or price compression.
Yes or less. Yes. Okay. So what is the value that you're giving and are you charging what you're worth? Do you know what your break-even cost is? Do you? Because guaranteed some of you in here are probably servicing people and losing money and you don't realize it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't know what your break-even cost is. It's like if you sell cups, you have to know what it costs to make the cup and you've got to charge more than that, right?
Mm-hmm. Ideally, yes.
Yes. Okay. Service industries are no different. It can be trickier to figure it out, but I would encourage everyone to go home, figure out what does it cost you to service each client.
Sarah, if I was gonna do like, let's just do a quick and dirty explanation of, if I haven't done this before, and you've just told me now to go do a competitive analysis, go look at my last 24 months, now I gotta go figure out my cost per client. Like y'all are giving me, at the end of this 3 days, right? Like a lot of homework here. How could you do that in just a real quick and dirty way of doing it? And then you can get in, like, y'all then can go dig deeper later, but like if you were gonna do that quickly in your business so you get like a blink, how would you recommend somebody does that if they just sit down for 30 minutes or an hour and try to figure out that number?
These questions have to go to somebody else.
Okay.
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 Because the topic is 10X your revenue. If you thought you were gonna stand here and you're not gonna get homework from us, I'm sorry, you stayed in the wrong room. Okay, if you want to 10X your revenue by not doing work, then this is the wrong room, okay? It's gonna take work, okay? And I say that with love, okay?
The ZeroX room is over there.
Gary Keller quote about Sarah Reynolds is she is running after excellence more than anyone else I've ever seen. So meaning I don't, like short, I remember one time when he's like, I want you to start Reynolds Team Light for Keller Williams. I'm like, okay, Reynolds and Light don't go together. Other than my skin color, okay? I'm we were excellent, okay? So that's a hard question for me to answer because why I'm giving pushback on the question, I love the question, and why I'm giving pushback on it is because you'll actually stumble, if you don't take the time to truly understand what your costs are, then this could be why some of you are losing money,
mm-hmm.
because you don't know what your costs are, okay? And so, wow, we got pointing fingers at your circle.
We're waiting to the end.
This is where you leverage. Yep.
Yes, I love that.
This is why we have strategic partners.
Yes, true. I love that, Jen. Yes. Yeah, so love you can leverage the homework. You can leverage the homework. I love that. I love that. Okay, so figure out what value you're giving. Figure out what your break-even costs are and make sure that you're charging what you're worth, you're charging what the value is that you're giving, and do not be afraid to have courage and get what you're worth, okay? I give you permission right now to understand what you're worth and go fight for it, okay? Because other business leaders are doing it. Why can't we? Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Number five, you want to look at additional revenue streams.
I love this one.
Yes. Tell us more.
I love this because it's so important for us not to go chase shiny objects when we're in the middle of 10Xing our business. And so think about it this way. If I'm doing a line of business right now, is there an additional way to monetize that business? And so a couple of examples of that could be, let's just say if you're in the real estate space, could that be adding an insurance layer of your business or a mortgage partnership or a investing arm or add syndications who we have here as a preferred partner? Or could I add property management?
Credit repair. I love that.
Right? Like what is in my space already that I can charge for? The brilliant Sue Adler was like, oh my gosh, I'm doing all these seminars. I could charge to teach people how to do those seminars. That chick picked up like $30,000 in like a day.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yep.
You're crazy. Like she's crazy. But Sue just like mints money. It's like it flies out of her. I don't know how she does it. It's amazing. But like, think about what you do really well, what your value proposition is, and what you're doing really well. You can monetize that in multiple ways. So instead of feeling like you have to go reinvent over here, make the list of the things that you're killing it at and start asking like what other people want to know about that. Are there other ways to look at this that I could monetize from this so that if I do one sale or I see one patient or I sell one thing, I'm actually selling four. Right? Instead of one. And so I think just by flipping the script on that and looking at that creatively, there's a way to make money on things you're already doing where you're not having to add a ton of extra energy and effort and time. It's just a simple tweak. And all of a sudden, it's an additional revenue stream that's not taking a ton of extra bandwidth because you're probably already doing it anyways. It's just a script or two that needs to change.
I love that. So let's say you're a dentist and you're already paying for rent or a mortgage on your commercial space where someone comes in, right? The vendors for dentists are toothpaste, I guess, okay? So you would have if a vendor comes in wanting to do business with you, right? Say, okay, I'm gonna let you put up like a stand-up in my office, but then monthly you have to charge for the advertising space. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you just turned your space that's actually losing money and you could actually turn your space into generating revenue.
Mm-hmm. Or you can add retail in there. You could do tooth whitening stuff in there.
Yes.
For that example,
yep.
Like I could be adding in all sorts of like,
I love that.
You know, different consulting that goes in there too for braces and other things. Like you can add additional lines in that same space that's just adding additional revenue.
I love that. I love it. Okay. Next one, which is so important, almost as important as our seventh one, which we're about to get to. Okay. Is you've got to protect your energy and resources to 10X your business.
This is so big.
Yeah, it's big. Okay. This is personal. Mm-hmm. Okay. But we talked about it yesterday morning. Energy, your energy. So sleep, working out.
Water,
what you're eating, okay? All of those things impact your love and kisses and hugs from your family, okay? All of that is energy, gives you energy, okay? What are the things that give you the most energy that make you feel like I've got this day, okay? And are you building that into your schedule first?
Key relationships. I think about too, like our circle, because oftentimes what happens, and I would love your kind of feedback on this too, but often what happens is a market change happens. You're trying to rebuild and grow your business. And oftentimes there's a personal something that hits you at the same time. Anyone feel that at all?
Yes.
And it's so important for us to be leaning into our circles in addition to protecting our energy, because those are the people that are going to fill you up when you feel like you have nothing left. And so remember what we talked about yesterday of when really, really strong leaders are in crisis, they go silent. Like, your energy, you have got to be paying attention to the energy of the people around you too, because the strong women in this room need us and we need each other. And so if you see someone all of a sudden going silent, please, please, please reach a hand out and grab them underwater and help pull them back up, because this room is the room that changes our communities. We all go back and we take this and we implement these things, and this is how our communities thrive and grow, is women like you. And so we have got to protect our energy, and we have to protect our relationships with our key people and our key circles, because these are the people that pour back into us, so we have the energy to go out and continue doing it through the personal things and through the business things.
I love that. I love that. All right, last, and then we're going to open it up to some questions. We do have some time for some questions, but last but the most important. Okay, as you go through your homework, as you go through these steps, you will clearly see what you need to do for your business. Mm-hmm. You will clearly see it. Nikki asked me to coach her on something yesterday morning. And she was asking me about, what do you think? Should I do this? Should I not do it? I started asking her some questions. And then I looked at her and I said, have you taken 3 to 4 hours of white space on it to ask yourself these questions?
Ooh, that's good.
Because The Road Less Stupid is an amazing book. And in that book, he talks about how we are actually the best coach and consultant for our business. The problem is that we don't take the time to actually think.
That's so good, Sarah.
And Ooh. So I just pulled a Seychelles. I like started talking about Ooh, the point without, like, telling, without telling what the point is. Okay. Okay. The point is, last one, stick to the plan. Okay. I love the laughter in the room. Okay, stick to the plan, okay? So let's talk tactical. How does Seychelles stick to a plan, okay? Because there's some chuckling, but you guys know why this is a point, okay? You know it, okay? Because you're going to go to some other thing next week and hear something else, and then you're going to forget everything we just went over.
Someone's going to talk about the running man instead of the whatcha. They're going to be like, the running man's a thing. It's a thing. It's no longer the whatcha.
Seriously. Okay. So what we do in my organization that helps a lot with this is we have a leadership meeting once a week, and on the agenda, we have all of our projects and plans for that quarter, and that's how we actually start the meeting. Updates on how is it going. So if you leveraged out understanding what your costs are, right? If you call and say, okay, help me figure out what my break-even costs are for servicing this client, okay? Then that would be on your agenda. And then you would say, okay, have we gotten that back yet? Okay, we haven't gotten that back yet. Then the next week, maybe you got it back. Okay, great. We found out our cost was this. Okay, now let's look at big picture how that impacts us. Right? So keep it in front of you and force accountability. Okay. If you don't have a leadership team, maybe you're a sole proprietor, get an accountability partner that they know these are the projects you're working on. And once a week, you've got to keep them in front of you. Once a week. You must look at them.
My favorite system, if you don't have a team around you, is the book, The 12-Week Year. It's because it's block and tackle on a 12-week cycle. Sometimes, and forgive me for saying this, but sometimes focusing on something for an entire year is really hard for me. I want pressure on it like yesterday.
Yes.
And so by breaking that into 12-week deliverables, it's much easier for me to like really like hunker down and focus on that.
I love
so
that.
So for us, instead of taking it for a full year at a time, we have a long-term goal, but really it's let's hone down and focus in on this 12 weeks and have an accountability partner around the 12 weeks. Like, I mean, literally my accountability partner, Amber, sitting right here. And really focusing in then on, we meet weekly then,
yep.
But it's in a 12-week every week cycle, and we're working towards a quarterly goal instead of a full annual
yep.
look every time. And that's helped me so much and get much more clear and focused and tight and where we're trying to go. And especially when you're trying to do big things,
yep.
breaking it down into smaller bite-sized chunks has really helped me see the progress and the traction faster.
I love that. And then the next thing is you've got to set a deadline. Okay, if you don't give yourself a deadline, it won't happen. Okay, those, my Empire Circle, okay, your deadline is every Empire Circle event.
Yep.
Okay, so for example, January we'll be having our retreat. Okay, all the action items from today, from yesterday, okay, we expect you to report on them to us in January. Okay, did they get done? How did they get done? And what has been your success from them? Okay, so use something as a deadline. Okay, Empire Circle, that's easy because we're getting together almost every quarter, right? But everyone listening, okay, you must force some form of deadline or it doesn't happen. So you've got to have accountability. You've got to look at it once a week and you must set a deadline for you to do that. Put it in your calendar, okay, for it to remind yourself. And my EA will put something in my calendar 4 or 5 times.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, like, did it get done? No, oh, moving it the next day. Moving it to the next day. Okay, and it doesn't come off until it's done. Okay, and done doesn't mean half. Done means done. Okay, guys, that is how you 10X your revenue. If you follow these steps, I'm telling you guys, you'll be running in next year and just being like, look at my business growth. All right, let's open up some questions and or ahas. Yes, Gina.
So I don't have a per se a question, but one of the things that you mentioned that I really resonate and it's helped me with my business is competition. I generally don't even see competition as a negative word.
Yeah.
I've never been able to see competition as a bad thing. People who are my competition, honestly, it helps me because being able to see what they're doing makes me feel like, okay, that is something that is my minimum. I can surpass that because as women, I feel like we just feel like competition's like, oh, like that person, my competition, it's a bad word. They're doing something that I'm not doing. They're doing X, Y, Z better. But for me, it's always been that seeing them makes me feel like, oh, I can do that and I can do better. And then not in a way of thinking I'm better than them, but it's like, because they've opened the door, right?
Yeah.
Because they've opened the door, I can see what they're doing and I know that I'm creative enough. I can take the time. I know I have the resources to be able to see what they're doing, do it better, to make myself be where I want to be. And so as women, we shouldn't think of competition as a bad word. It's a good word. It's a word that, I mean, vibe that we should look in, like lean. I feel like we should just lean into it.
Yeah,
I agree.
I love that.
And lean into it to a way where we are using it as a tool for us.
I love that, Gina. When the visual I have right now is like it with competition is we're not all hunting one animal. We're planting trees with fruit. And the more trees you have, the more pollinators you have, right? And the more fruit that all produces when you do that. So thinking of our competition as creating a little forest grove instead of, or a little fruit grove instead of one animal that we're all hunting.
Yes.
I love that. That's so, I love your viewpoint on that. And you do so well with positivity, which I love too.
So. I love that. I do want to amplify Gina real quick. So This is Gina. Okay.
Gina, stand up real quick.
How many? 480,000 Instagram followers?
Uh-huh.
480,000 Instagram followers?
Yeah, Instagram. And then we just hit 1 million, I think, a week or two ago after being on YouTube for a year.
Nice. Aww. Okay, so 1 million YouTube subscribers, 480,000 Instagram followers. And
amazing.
I started following her and she's helping me with my girl's hair because she talks a lot about that. So her kids are also black and white. And so I don't like to say interracial because they're both. They get to be both. And so I've learned a lot from her already. And what I loved, my very first conversation with her a couple days ago was she was talking about being your authentic self online. Mm-hmm. And I loved that. It's like she was saying, you know, so many times people want it to be perfect.
Yeah.
And she shared with me like that the making it perfect actually takes the time from building the content. So just be you and you're going to attract the people that are
so much
like,
easier you. To be yourself. Like if you're always, I mean, the amount of energy it takes to be someone else, to be like the person you're seeing online or your competition, being yourself is so much easier. It takes less effort and then you're able to accomplish so much more when you're just being yourself instead of who you think you should be.
I love that. I love it. Yes.
Love that, Gina.
Speaking of Instagram followers, please follow her best life on Instagram.
I just
wanted Gina, what's
to,
your handle?
Gina, what's your handle?
And it's J-E-E-N-A.
Yeah, it's Hey There Wilders or Gina Wilder on Instagram. So J-E-E-N-A and then
Gina.
Hey There Wilders everywhere
Gina.
Else.
Gina.
Gina.
Look over here. It's Kisa, your insurance agent.
Wow.
That's so awesome.
Oh, my God.
Her husband is Drew. Awesome.
We're just bringing women together.
I swear to God, I did not put this in. I did not. Oh, my God.
How are you?
Yes.
Wow.
How cool is that?
Oh, my gosh. That is awesome.
Look at you. That is amazing.
I was going to say that I am not in real estate. I am in insurance, right? My name is Kisa Walker.
Whoop, whoop.
I'm in from Atlanta, but you hear that southern drawl from New York. And I was just going to comment that, you know, the information that we're receiving here is cross-industry.
Yes.
And, you know, someone has asked me several times, and Tangi, wherever you are, if you are still in the room, thank you for inviting me. So she had invited me a couple of years ago, and I finally was able to make it happen this year. That is nuts and wild. But anyway, I just wanted to say thank you.
Thank you. So,
thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for being
really
here.
Really valuable, too.
Yes. Sarah.
How cool. What an amazing connection. That's what it's all about. Sarah Chadlock, I had a question. One of the things, the second point, sometimes to move forward, you have to look backwards. And you had said that we have to look at our main lead generation sources. And I heard in a few groups that, you know, our sphere and the people that we already know are a large portion of that. I would love to hear how you doubled down or like some tactical granular strategies that you implemented to actually to do that for that specific source.
I think the biggest thing for us, because 75% of our business is through key relationships. And so one of the biggest things for us is taking a look at the idea of if someone is willing to already know, like, and trust me once, how could I get them to think about me two or three times? And this is something we implemented, gosh, what was this, Sarah, like 6-7 years ago? And y'all have a program of this in your team too now. But we implemented a key raving fans group. And it's 155 people. It's very strategic of our A list. And we double down and triple down on those guys first. Because I don't need, right, we have 6,600 people in our Met database, right? And insurance is the same way. And actually, we have a partnership in an insurance company. I'm amazed because what I learned with insurance is you actually, if you over-communicate with people, they think they need to shop. Versus in real estate, we just have to love on you until you eventually give in and work with us again, right? In 7 to 10 years, like insurance renews every year, whether you talk to them or not. And so you can actually over communicate. I was like, what?
Well, that's because what
which is amazing, right? Like, that's amazing that y'all have that in your business.
And I think that's because of what a lot of insurance people communicate about.
Right.
Which is insurance, whereas creating a raving fans program for an insurance company would do the same thing, I believe, as it would for real estate.
And I think too, like,
so,
looking
like,
at
are
the value.
You yeah. So like, that's huge. So could you create something new, like a raving fans program, like Seychelle and I have? The other thing too is look at what you did last year to generate that and do more of it. So if you did client events, could you add 2 more client events?
Or better communicate around them.
Yes.
I think too, like when we did client events the first couple of years, we were like, wah, wah, that wasn't all that great. We spent a ton of money. And then we were like, oh, I actually have to talk to somebody and reach out to them 8 times before that event is effective.
Yep.
So like really like put pressure on that activity and see if you can move that forward.
Thank you guys so much for joining us for our breakout. If you got something out of today, I would encourage you to go to social media, share the aha, amplify whoever said it, and make sure to tag Her Best Life, both hashtag Her Best Life and tag Her Best Life on Instagram and Facebook.
Wow, guys. I loved getting to go back and even re-listen to this episode as we were prepping it for you all, and I hope you did too. I want to say a big thank you to everyone listening for joining us, and we want you to go out there and build that big business and an even bigger life. And if this is an episode that's helped you in your journey, please leave us a 5-star review and share it with a friend. Bye, guys.